Om Shanti. Good morning once again. And as you know, a few people were getting the health checks up the top whose name were on the list. So a few more people might be flowing in. And like to be a big welcome to our senior sister, Sonia, and she'll be presenting today. And please enjoy and take benefit. Would you like to come closer to the front, perhaps? Fill up these seats.
Please come closer. We'll have a workshop-y type session.
So, okay.
That's okay, you can come closer.
So good morning, everyone, and welcome. My name is Sonia. I'm Swedish, but I live in the center in Denmark. And it's my pleasure to do workshops. I like it very much. And today we're going to talk about change. And Baba has talked about change since the very beginning, and he has prepared us for change. And there are two kinds of change, isn't it? There is the wanted change and there is the unwanted change. So we want to become perfect, isn't it? That's the challenge Baba has given to us. That's a wanted change. But then we have all sorts of unwanted change, isn't it? Things happen to us that we don't like, and now the virus is happening, it's causing problem here and there. All this is maybe unwanted change. So how to deal with that? But today I'm going to address you as change makers. You are the one who create the change you want to happen. And we're all very creative beings. We think, therefore we are creative. That's the first creative power we have, is to think. And today we will deal with these three topics. The first one is actually optimism and dealing with resistance. And we talk about creativity. And we'll do some tuned in, all-embracing love session. We embrace the whole earth. But before we start, I'll give you one of our environment blessing cards. You can pull one. And you have a look at it, and you think, why did I take this card today? And then you can just introduce yourself to your neighbor. All right? So I come around. Thank you. Okay. That's okay. Thank you. So any thoughts on your cards? Do you know why you came to this workshop? Do you know why you came? Sorry? You're here to learn something about change. Yes. Are you in a changing situation? Why were you pulled to come? Yeah, we'll talk about the environment also for sure. For sure. We'll do that. The card is there for you. Which card did you take? Yeah. So you like the environment? Yes. What else did you come? You want to learn about workshops. Very good. These workshops is online. You can just download it if you want to run it. Yeah. Okay. You see, today will be experimental. We'll do some meditation, some sharing, some writing. But first of all, I wanted to take you through the steps of learning about change. This is a classical, Lokic, 4 steps. What happens from the very beginning, I don't know anything, until I know everything. All right? Here you have it. Is anyone familiar with this? Can you read it? Yeah. So the first step in the bottom is, I don't know that I don't know. Alright, Baba called this ignorance. We don't know that we don't know. It's blindness or ignorance. For example, I don't know who I am. Right. Second step, I know that I don't know. Suddenly I realize I don't know who I am. Right? And then, third step, you have a bit of learning curve here. And suddenly, you find out, I know that I know. You learn that you are a soul, you practice soul consciousness, and you know that you know. And then, I don't know that I know. That's when it's become so natural that you don't think about it anymore. For example, I remember my own arrogance the first time I read a classical art of writing. You know, one of the classical pieces of literature. First, I didn't know that I don't know. There's a whole world there and I didn't know about it. And then I read one book. And then I thought I know everything. Right? And slowly you realize again, it's like arrogance can come in. Then there is a lots of book to read, there are hundreds or thousands of classical pieces of literature you need to read. And then suddenly one day you can say that I know that I know. And then finally, you know, it becomes like a part of your life to refer to sort of other pieces of literature. And then it's become natural for you. And I'm sure you all have your own experience of this. And here, what can we learn from this? You see, the first one, I don't know that I don't know. There, I need an insight to understand that there is something I don't know about. And this insight sometimes is painful, right? To go from ignorance to knowing can be a painful experience. Have you experienced that? Yeah. And then, when you know that you don't know, And then there's lots of learning. You got to keep it up. You got to increase your understanding. You have a lot of homework to do. And then you can say, I know that I know. But this is also a dangerous step in a sense, because ego can come, right? So that's where we have to practice humility. I know that I know. That's a very dangerous place to be for many, if we don't practice humility. And then finally, I don't know that I know. That's when it's become natural for you. Do you know which one of these two steps that fight the most? You know where most conflict happens between which one of the four steps? Sorry? Second and the third. Actually, that's true, but mostly it is on the first and the third. The first and the third. Yes, you don't know, but you can often make statements that it's like you know everything. In your ignorance, you have one piece of knowledge and you think you know everything, right? Yes, and you tell others about everything and you don't know anything. So you're right, two can also fight, but mostly it's one and three that fight a lot. And you see, number one, they will never bow down. Because they don't know. In our blindness and ignorance, we don't bow down, do we? We just keep on being blind. Actually, you know, around the lake, when you walk there, there is a sadhu that sits there. He sits there by the Naki Lake every evening. And sometimes I stop and talk to him. And last time we talked about the coronavirus and what people do and not do. And then he said, blindness is nothing new. He has these kind of very short, wise sentences that comes out from him sometimes. Blindness is nothing new. But anyway, so we need to practice humility, and then it becomes natural. This natural, I did a workshop once with Ken from Brazil. You know Ken O'Donnell? He's such a good facilitator. He's fantastic. So I was just, it was come SML workshop, I think, self-management leadership we did many years ago. And I was just sitting there, and he had such a good connection with the group, you know, and they had questions, and he answered ping-pong like this. And then suddenly he had an urgent phone call, and he said, oh, I have to go, Sonia, can you finish this group discussion, and then we'll meet later in the afternoon. So I took the mic, and I continued the discussion, but the same flow didn't happen for me. You see, when they spoke, I had a hard time to understand what they said, and then sometimes I had to sort of jump ahead thinking I understood, and sometimes they didn't share with me in the same way openly as they shared with him. So it became a very, very sort of tame, not very good discussion at the end. And then I realized it was a very good learning for me, because when you see a natural, you think it's just happening by itself, but it's actually many years of training behind it. It's like when you see a dancer or a sportsman, it looks so natural, but my God, they have practiced and they have trained. So there are a few who haven't, but most people have. So that's a very nice state to be in. And imagine when we are natural, soul conscious all the time. That's what Baba is asking us, yeah.
I think they might have
skills from the past birth too. Yes, we do have talents from past birth. We have inclinations. And some talents and arts will never be natural for me. Right? Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't mean we can practice and become better and expand our horizon. Because we are creative beings and we are change makers. And the one big danger is to stop learning and stop practicing, to expand your horizon. And here, you see, here is a little bit of the effort we need to do. From step 1 to 2, we need to practice to open ourselves for new learning. And if an insight is painful, sometimes we do the opposite, we close. Right? And or if an insight of my own ignorance makes me afraid, I also sometimes close. So that's where we have to take Baba's power, Baba's love, Baba's light, to remain open for the moment we are in, remain open for whatever may come. And this is where we have a fantastic advantage for many other people, because we know drama is beneficial. Is drama beneficial, or we make it beneficial? Yeah, we change our outlook. Yes. Is drama your friend? Yeah. Your best friend? Baba and drama. Yeah. It's a very good friend to have, isn't it? It's a perfect friend. So then, I know that I don't know. And there is a lot of learning I need to do there, and that's why I need to make effort. And then from step 2 to 3, I need to practice humility. And then to come to the last one, where would you say we are in our soul conscious effort? We would maybe be on step 3, isn't it? Yeah? In our soul comfort effort, in meditation effort. I reckon most of us is on number 3. Otherwise we would have to say we are soul conscious 24 hours a day. But I'm not sure I can say that about myself. So, but you see, number 3 can be a very comfortable place, isn't it? We are soul conscious most of the time, and we have Baba and Drama as our friend. We make our way through life and navigate. And it's very comfortable. And sometimes the comfort zone on number 3 doesn't make us to do the last effort. Yeah? And you with me? So this is how to go from number 3 to 4, because we are not pushed by pain so much. And maybe the learning is quite complete, so we are not might not have this urge for learning anymore, because the chip might feel full. So how to make it the last step? What is going to drive you? You want to say something? You? Yeah? You loud? Yeah. Lay. Complacent, laziness. So I put optimism here to go to number 4, but there might be other qualities that you experience. What would make you take the last step to become 100% natural in your spirituality? Any other? Not pain is pushing you, and not urge for learning, because you're quite sort of full. Yeah. Baba's reminds us every day what's possible. Love for humanity. This is interesting because creativity would be always be connected to a spirit of service, because creativity in its nature is made to be shared. Very few people like to sit 100% creative on their own and not share with everyone. It's very unnatural. Whatever creativity we have is made there, you know, to share it with others, and that brings us forward. So the love for humanity is also a love for service of humanity, in a sense. Okay, I don't know that I know. That's a natural state. So let's look at optimism. Let's see if that will work for some of you to move forward. Maintaining optimism and dealing with resistance. Optimism, what makes you optimistic? How do you keep optimistic? You want to learn what the others... why not? Go ahead. Keep going. You see others moving forward and you think you can also do it. Say that again. Open. Open up for new possibilities in whatever situation you're in. That's to keep yourself open rather than closed. Yes?
The newly born bird in the nest doesn't know it can fly until it pushes it out of the nest and it's falling in the nest.
So, did you hear? So Baba gives us optimism. He never gives up on us, right? Repeat. Yes, sorry about. So I'm trying to repeat, but in a short sense. And what I'm hearing you say is that Baba keeps us optimistic. Baba believes in each one of us, even the last one. And you go against the mainstream because you have Baba on your side. Yeah, our faith is our optimism. That's the essence. You see here, in this workshop, there are two things that I'm very much like myself, which I have practiced for some time. How to strengthen our optimism to re-experience the original energy of creation. You know, if... do you remember a time when you had a good idea? Right? You had an idea for a service project. You had an idea that would change your health, your relationship. You had an idea for a project. And you remember, when you get that idea, it's a lot of energy in it, isn't it? Or even the first time that you believed that you were Baba's child and that personal transformation is possible. You remember the feeling? That feeling has a lot of energy. So sometimes if you feel you're losing optimism for whatever personal transformation or outside project, you sit down and you revisit the first time you had the idea or the first time it dawned on you what Baba has started with you. That's a very powerful moment. It gives, Baba maybe used the word enthusiasm, zeal and enthusiasm. Yeah. Baba sometimes says, visit your childhood days. Yeah? Remember your childhood, your spiritual childhood. But everything has a childhood. A project has a childhood. A center has a childhood. A group has a childhood. So to go, a relationship has a childhood. Yes, yes. The energy we had when we started with Baba was incomparable with anything else. Then the second thing to keep your optimism is connect to a higher purpose of the idea. So it's like whatever idea for project I have, I give it for a higher purpose. I try to include as many. I try to give it to Baba. I say I'm available for you, and so is the project. I connect it to the divine, to the higher purpose. And that will give optimism back if you ever lost it. You practice and see if it works. I hope you don't lose your optimism, but it can happen. It can happen. And you see, these days, the atmosphere in my experience, the atmosphere in the society is quite hopeless. So I have to have an extra amount of optimism. And many, many years ago, in the beginning of my Brahmin life, I did a workshop and I was asked, what's the deep purpose with my life? And just intuitively, I thought, okay, it has to be something with hope, right? To share hope, to give hope. In order to do that, I have to keep hopeful myself all the time. So I've been practicing that. But that is a very powerful question. Because if I understand that, then I will also understand why I sometimes end up in hopeless situations. Because in hopeless situations, Baba can use me for what I'm good at, to give hope. So that means I often will end up in hopeless situations. So if one of you say, I'm very strong in love, you know, I'm a loving being, love for Baba, love for drama, love for others, love for everything, that's what keeps me going in life. If that is very clear for you, I'm sure if you give that love to Baba, you will often end up in situations with very little love. Because that's where Baba can use you as an instrument, and you know what to do and you know how to do it. The only problem is if I start asking questions. Oh, I'm a loving person, why I always end up in love unloving situations? Like if you're a doctor, you decide to become a doctor. You give your life to sickness. Right? You say, for the rest of my life, I will work with sick people trying to create healing and well-being. So a doctor would never ask, why am I surrounded by sick people all the time? Because he took a decision. And for you, and for me, and for all of us, somewhere along the line, in this birth or another birth, we have taken a decision. To be loving, to be hopeful, to be peaceful. And that decision, if you surrender it to God, you will automatically be drawn to places where you can be used. And Anthony Serrano once said something very beautiful. He says that the only joy for an angel is to be used by God. The deepest joy maybe for an angel is to be used by God. Do you resonate with that? And to keep optimism, that's also a very good factor, the feeling that Baba is using you, isn't it? So now, if we keep optimism, you might still meet resistance. You see, new ideas often attract resistance, which can be frustrating, exhausting, and if you don't know how to deal with it, completely destructive to the creative spirit. Are you people who get many ideas, good ideas, new ideas? Sort of they come to you? Only one person. Is it only one person who have many ideas here? Is that true? Hands up then. Sorry? You get that? Put your hands up. I want to see. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, Portuguese, no ideas? Yeah. They come to you like, isn't it? The creative ideas, yeah. And have all of you, you see, if you are a person who often get new ideas, you might be a little bit ahead of time of others. So your new idea, you might be a pioneer of spirit. You might see the future a little bit ahead. And you have ideas might not be suitable for this moment, but for next week or next month. And you know it. And if you're like that, you will sometimes meet resistance. Is that so? People don't understand you. People think you're wrong. But inside you know you're right. And Baba says, be humble. Say Haji. But you can meet resistance. And here is something, we will work on this now. But here is two very important points to understand. The resistance is not the same as feedback. Because if you have a new idea, a new project, then you might ask for feedback, right? How do I improve this? Can you test it and give me feedback? But resistance is this sometimes silent feeling of people not approving or putting you down or avoiding you or trying to silence you or look on the other side. That's resistance. And resistance is about the other person. It's not about you. This is why we should never take it personal. And this Baba teach us detached and loving. And resistance, you see, they can resist your idea, but they don't resist you. And not to mix these two things up. Yes, yes. They're not against you. They're against Brahma Kumaris. I thought once, my vices can be rejected by other people, but the soul can never be rejected. Right? If I feel rejected or I meet resistance, there is maybe something out there, but deep inside as a soul, never. It's not possible. So now I'd like to do a meditation with you, and then I will ask you a few questions, and then I will give you time here and now to write down the answers to those questions. Is that clear? So first we have a meditation, and if you can have pen and paper ready, I will then ask you some questions, and you write down the answer as you sit here. You sit straight, relax your body, and take a few deep breaths. And today, I think I'll ask you to close your eyes. And you go inside. And I ask you to recall a moment that you remember when you had a very good idea for a project, a service project, or a personal transformation. Recall the feeling you had at that moment of this idea. Recall the moment as vividly as you can when an idea first formed or dropped into your mind. Give yourself a moment to feel the feelings again. Become absorbed in the experience of creation. For a few minutes, ask yourself, what higher purpose does this idea fulfill? In what way could this idea contribute to something greater than yourself? Will it serve your community or your wider human family? Now I will do a visualization with you about resistance. So you keep your eyes closed. And you imagine that you're standing by a river. You can see the river flowing past you. You're watching the energy flow, the water flow. It's a free flowing river. It moves freely and harms no one. But you're sitting on the river bank and let it pass through you freely. You stay there and you enjoy. And now you have to go down into the river. You're stepping back into the river. You're standing in the middle and you can feel the current. It's quite forceful. It's tossing you around. Maybe you have to struggle to stand upright because the force of the water is strong. You're standing there struggling with the force of the river. Now you step back up to the riverbed. You can relax again. You can relax the whole being and just watch the water flow. So maybe this is what we have to do when we meet resistance. We don't struggle in the water, but we detach and we sit by the riverbed and watch the energy flow past me. I don't engage. I let it pass. I let it go. And I just relax on the riverbed. So now I will ask you to take up your pen and paper. And I read a question to you. And I read it 2 times. You don't need to write it down. Just listen and put question 1. Remember an instance when you suggested a new idea or a way of doing things to your colleagues, friends or family, and they opposed your suggestion. Can you remember a time when you were able to overcome, help them overcome their resistance? How did you do that? How did things turn out? So I say this again. Remember a time where you had a good idea and you met resistance. People didn't like your idea. Friends, colleagues. They opposed you. But you could help them to overcome their resistance. How did you do that? You write down a few things. I'll give you a few minutes. How have you helped others to overcome resistance to your ideas? Next question. Can you remember a time when you experienced someone resisting your ideas, but you decided not to take it personal? What did you say to yourself in order to think and feel differently? So I repeat, can you remember an instance, a moment when you experienced someone resisting your ideas, but you decided not to take it personal? What did you say to yourself in order to make that happen? You can write down your answers. Okay. Number three. When you are met with resistance from others, it often corresponds with a resistance to something in myself. Can you pinpoint that within yourself? I repeat. When you are met with resistance from others, resistance to your idea or to you as a person, it can correspond with a resistance to something in yourself. Other people trigger a resistance in yourself. Can you pinpoint that in you? What resistance in myself can other trigger easily? Question, how do you talk to yourself on an inner level to overcome your own resistance? How do you talk to yourself inside to overcome or to change your own resistance? And last question is that you look through all your answers and you make a list of 3-4 qualities that you have to deal with resistance. Read through your answers, identify 3-4 personal qualities that you have that can help you to deal with resistance. You see, this is very, very valuable information because you are change makers. You are meant to be out there and create positive change wherever you go. So for sure you will meet resistance. So these qualities is very important information for you to keep going, because you don't want to stop just because one person is a little bit resisting. So I'd like you now to share this valuable information in small groups. So if you could stand up and just sit down with one person that you don't know, not the person next to you, just a new person, brother or sister. Yeah, sort of make a new friend. So you can stand up, look around and say, "Hello, I want to speak to you." And you have maybe 10-15 minutes to share the questions. Hello. Hello, brothers, you want to meet somebody or maybe a sister even? There is a brother here, he wants to speak to a sister. Very good. Portuguese, yeah. What about you two? You and you? Not speak English, okay. Little. So two little, that will be nice. So you be three in one group. You join with 3 if Damian wants to share, but no. Okay, sister, you want to share with Damian? Yeah. Thank you. Okay. All right. You can stay where you are. Please stay where you are. Maybe you didn't have time to fully share, but I like to move on to creativity. Did you get something out of that? What, a few words that you came out, that you stay there, stay, yeah. A few words that you got out from the questions and, yeah. You three qualities, and they were positivity, faith, determination, and positive faith determination. What else? Tolerance and detachment. Self-love, love for Baba, love for drama. Faith and drama. Wow, what a group. Yes.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Cool. Everything belongs to Baba. Take it easy. Cool. Everything belongs to Baba. That's nice. Understanding I'm a unique soul with a unique part of drama. Now, I have a few more questions for you. Alright? Now we have freed some of the resistance. So we'll move on to creativity. The creative headspace. The creativity there. You create to share. You create for a higher purpose. You create for the beauty and harmony of the world. And that feeling of creativity is often the same no matter which religion you belong to. Artists often describe it as a moment of beauty, or the time stops, or you have a connection to everyone and everything. And here you see, this is a fantastic quote by Rumi. You know Rumi? What you seek is seeking you. You can think about it for a long time. If you seek a new idea, that new idea is seeking you. If you seek a person, that person is seeking you. If something comes to you, does it mean you have looked for it? You attract things to yourself. Yeah. Yeah, the law of attraction. Whatever you think, you attract. So here, if you want to take your creativity to a higher level, this is Baba's, what we, Baba is asking us every day. Go beyond your 100,000 thoughts per day. Learn to go into silence. Go beyond the daily thoughts. Going here, there, doing this, past, future, other people. You know, this constant chattering of the mind. Use your talents to serve. The more you use your creativity for service, the higher your creativity will go. And a very creative person will get very busy. Because the world, the other people will pull on your talent, and then you have to watch out. If you get too busy, creativity stops. Anyone have had that experience? She's saying no to everything. She can't say no, so her creativity stops. Yeah, becomes a blockage. You see, you can't just say, now I'll have 10 minutes, I'll sit down and be creative. It doesn't work like that. You need space, space, space. Yeah. I had a feeling once I was very busy doing this, that and the other. I liked doing many things. And then I had a feeling Baba wants something from me. He wants something done. And then he was scanning, Sonia, she's too busy, I'll take someone else. Like that. Like, it's too many thoughts, Baba can't get through. And if you're too busy, your meditation becomes a processing of what's happening during the day, rather than real meditation. And if you get very popular, you can become a little self-obsessed. Like ego comes in. And that will also stop your creativity for sure. So, now here, I will have a few more questions for you. So that's why I asked you to stay where you are, because you can share them afterwards. You ready? Yeah. So, you take a moment and connect to your creativity. You go inside, connect to the ability to create thoughts. To create your day. To create your life. To create your relationships. To create the new world. So question one, describe the surroundings, the environment that inspires your creativity. I repeat, describe the surroundings, the environment that inspires your creativity. Thank you. Next question. 2. Describe the state of mind that helps you to be most creative. I repeat. Describe the state of mind that helps you to be at your most creative. So what do you do to get into that mindset? Question 3. What do you do to get into your most creative mindset? Next question. What in the inner and outer environment can kill your creativity? What is it inside and outside that can kill your creativity? And how do you ideally deal with those situations? How do you deal with the situations when your creativity is gone? Is killed. Those negative situations which destroy your creativity, how do you best deal with, manage, solve the situation? And now finally, you look through your answers and identify 3 to 4 qualities that will boost your creativity. Look through your answers and find 3 to 4 qualities that will inspire, help your creativity.
So if you're ready, you find the same person and you share the questions. You have 10 minutes. Same person.
Sorry, I used the mic. Sorry, if you're ready, you can share the questions with the same person as you shared before. And make sure both people get little time to speak and you have 10 minutes for it. Okay? Thank you. So, welcome back. Yes. Can we have a few examples of qualities that help your creativity?
Silence, detachment,
and intuitive. Innovative. Yes. And what else? Patience. Intention. Yes, intention. Yeah. What else? Sorry? Watching children. Yeah. Watching children. Yeah. Yeah. What else? Yeah, inner balance, inner silence, inner calmness. Valuing the self. Being a child. Beautiful. Positive and powerful thoughts. Yeah. Is it useful for you, these exercises? You know what? The time is ticking, and I know some of you have to go. I connected online, and I will show you. This is our website, the green website. And you can find the workshop here if you want to do it with others in your own center. So if you have time, you visit our website, it's called echobrahmakumaris.org. And we have the leaflet here, I have one for each of you. And at the back side, you'll find our environment initiative. And we just done up our website. So here, you have a very nice film about the power of thoughts. It's just a few minutes. And here you have meditation, the Green Angel meditation commentaries you heard when you came in, they are here under meditation. You have lots of interviews with Sister Jenti, with Golo, with others. And it's info about solar, about yogic agriculture. And here are the latest news. And here, up here, you have resources. And there you go down to workshops. Oh, I lost connection. Anyway, that's where they are, the workshops. Yeah, you seen it? Yeah? so I don't need this anymore. You go there and you find lots of workshops. And we have something called 10 Ways to Change the World. And each 10 Ways to Change the World is the blessing cards you got. It is living simply, being positive, open your heart, walk your talk, follow your dream. And each one of these, they have workshops online here, one day workshops that you can adjust in time wise. And we started our environment initiative now 10 years ago. And the climate change conference came to Copenhagen. And I was there, so that's why it ended up in the lap of Denmark. And I said to Baba, I don't know anything about the environment. What are we going to do? And then it just happened, right? It just happened like that. Now we have so many workshops, meditation, talks, participants in conferences, a massive activity. And when we participate in the climate change conferences, Baba's silence, calm, peace is a big support for many people. And often it ends up that the civil society, they have meetings in Baba's home. They like. So we make new friends, create new platforms, but slowly also teach people how to keep a vision of the new world and how to keep moving that and don't give up when the destruction of the world is going to happen, right? We just have to know that the soul is immortal, God is immortal, energy is immortal. And we create a new world in our heart and in our mind. But you can read more in this leaflet. All right? But I wanted to finish with a little exercise. Here in the workshop, they call it tuned in thinking. But Baba's language would be service through the mind. And the biggest service of all service is love. And you can actually very easily feel love for anything. I'll ask you now just to stop and look at the chair. Look at one chair. Just look at the chair. And you focus on the chair. And then you connect to it. And then you open your heart for the chair. And create a kind of relationship. And then start appreciating the chair and what all this chair and all other chairs have done for you throughout your life. Spend a moment on appreciation for the chair. And then slowly you will feel this all-encompassing love for the chair to come. Is that so? You can feel love for the chair? Is it possible? You see, it takes 2 minutes for anything. You connect, focus, you connect, open it, appreciate it, and you feel love. It also works for human beings. It's so funny. It's so easy. This all-encompassing love, not love for one thing, but love as a way of being. And that love will create the new world. So now we'll do the final exercise. I will ask you to write down one thought as a gift to the world. You write down one sentence which is your gift to the world. One word, one short sentence as your gift to the world. You ready? So let's have a final meditation, and you will create your own meditation commentary. So I will go around asking you to share your sentence in the microphone, and we meditate together on that sentence. And then I go to next person. All right? Who wants to go first? Damien, maybe. Oh, do the microphone. Is enough? So you start your meditation, and here's your first thought.
Light.
Perfect life. A beautiful, pure new world. Might.
Love. With virtues of kindness, compassion, and mercy.
Peace and happiness, and free from sorrow. Zeal and enthusiasm. The reality of unbroken brotherhood.
Showering bliss and blessings to world.
One family, one world. Pure feelings and good wishes.
Don't live before victory.
Don't leave before victory.
Beautiful.
Keep the courage no matter what.
Om Shanti. A beautiful meditation. Thank you. How thoughts can make things happen by tuning into the energy of love for all things. And here's a little meditation, girl. That's for you. Yes, that's for you. Yeah. Yes. And I say thank you very much. This is Carrot Shiv Baba. Can you see it's a carrot? Yes. So I say thank you very much. And I hope you enjoyed the morning. And you got something out of it. Thank you. If you want the leaflet, you can take it here. And we have a mailing list for the Green Team. So if you want to receive news about the environment service, you give me your email on a piece of paper and I add you to the mailing list. It's about once a month or once every 2 months. Om Shanti. And I hand over to Damien.